Phoenix Books presents The Lemming Condition, written and performed by Alan Arkin. This performance is copyright 2014 Phoenix Books. It has been digitally remastered from the original 1989 audio literature sound recording.
Chapter 1. Sunlight streamed into the burrow, landed on the floor, worked its way slowly up the wall, and came to rest on Bubber's face. As it touched him, Bubber woke with a start. He sat up full of anticipation and ready to go. There was something important he had to do on this day, but what it was, he couldn't remember. Nothing came to him. Bubber's sister, Sarah, was in the far corner of the room, sorting piles of clothing and stacking the notes that she was forever taking. "What's today?" Bubber asked urgently, blinking in the bright light. "What's going on today?" Sarah stopped what she was doing and sighed a deep theatrical sigh, letting her brother know what a burden he was to her. "Come on, for God's sake," said Bubber. "Just tell me. Don't make a scene out of everything." Sarah smiled at him as if he were an idiot and slowly made a long arc with her arm. "Oh, yes," said Bubber. He slapped his forehead with his paw. "Have you got it?" asked Sarah. "I've got it," said Bubber, and he jumped out of bed. "You won't forget now?" said Sarah sarcastically. "I won't forget," said Bubber. He shook himself awake and went into the living room, ready for action. His parents, up for an hour, were radiating excitement, tidying things and making preparations. There was great random purpose to their activity. His father was stacking things in order, stepping back to get his bearings. His mother cleaning and dusting, setting things down, then dusting the same items over again. They were talking softly and intensely to each other. "Ah, Bubber, Bubber," said his father, raising an arm in greeting. He kept his arm raised as if he wanted to continue, but long practice at having nothing to say to his son left him paralyzed in salute. "Can I help get things organized?"